A relatively short share, not so complicated. Basically, there are two goals of the share, three goals, really two goals. The structure, you know, it's like what the structure's goal and what the share accomplishes. The share in the structure is to answer Rav Hutner's kasha. Rav Hutner and the Pachad Yitzlik ask the kasha, the structure, the share, that goes to his question. I didn't put down his answer, didn't have really space for it. Say over outside, roughly his answer, a question on his answer, and then try and say a different answer to his question. What the share revolves around is Pshat in the Gemara in Ksuvos, is what is the explanation behind the Gemara in Ksuvos. What is the Gemara in Ksuvos? Let's read the Gemara quickly. Just the first few lines. Tana Rabbanan, Mevatlin, Talmud Torah, Dotsos, Hameis, Achnosis, Kala. That if you have a choice between Talmud Torah and Dotsos, Hameis, going to the Levaya, and Achnosis, Kala, so you're supposed to be Mevatl, Talmud Torah, for Dotsos, Hameis, for taking out the mace, and be Mitzameach, the Achnosis, Kala. Okay. The Rush discusses what they're trying to bring out. What are they bringing this Maisa for? What's this Maisa trying to prove? The usual pshat that most people say is because Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi was Talmud Torah de Rabim. So it's showing even Talmud Torah de Rabim. Okay. When is this true that we're Mevato? Only when there's a need. Because without you, they're missing sufficient amount of people. But if there's enough people without you, so you're not doing anything, so you're not mevato. Kama kol tzarcho, and then we have different sheets. I don't think we have to read that. It says the machlekes, how much is the kol tzarcho? But what basically the Gemara comes out, that if there's a shortage of people for the need of Hachnasas Kawa and Otsos Hameis, so we're Mevatel Talmud Torah to go ahead and fulfill that need. Okay. So the question is why? Why? After all, we know Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. The mitzvah Talmud Torah says, and it's in the, we say it every day in the davening, Eidah Dvarim Sheinam Shir. One of the things is Gemidas Chasadim. And then we end up, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah than Chesed and Gemidas Chasadim. So why should we be Mevatel Talmud Torah to do Hotzos Hameis Achnosos Kawa? Even says in the Gemara, Godol Talmud Torah Yetzim Hatzos Nefashos. Even Hatzos, which is quoted here in the back, in the Taz, that even Atzawas Nefashis is Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah. So why are we Mevata? So there's a simple, simple pshat, and that is the way the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is learning, the Baal Tanya, that's the way Rav Elchanan and the Kobe Shiurim is learning, and that's the way Rav Hutner and the Pachad Yitzchak learns. The simple pshat is, we know the rule, that that we have a mitzvah which is efsher ayde acher, means that someone else can do the mitzvah, then eino chinami, you're not supposed to be mevatel Torah, since Torah is a greater mitzvah. So you let the other person get that mitzvah, and you do the greater mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But if you have a mitzvah which is efsher ayde acher, then no one else can do. And if you're not going to do the mitzvah, then the mitzvah will be nisbatel, there will be a bittel mitzvah here. So you're not supposed to, in order to avoid a bittul mitzvah, you're obligated to stop learning and to do the mitzvah, even though in theory the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is in theory greater than the mitzvah that you're doing. But there's a halacha that you have to stop learning to do a mitzvah she'efshar da'acher. Why is that true? It's very unclear. But we'll see the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and we should read it inside, says because if you would just learn and never do mitzvahs, no, really logically you should say you should learn. Learning is a greater mitzvah. Talmud Torah keneged kula. But he says that since the whole purpose of Talmud Torah is amanas lasos, it's not learning if you're not amanas lasos. So if you're going to learn and not do mitzvahs, cause bito mitzvahs, so then it's a begam in the learning. So therefore you have to stop learning in order to do the mitzvahs. Well, let's see that in the Shulchan Aruch Rav inside. Anyone needs some things that he says. He just puts down the rules. This is in Hilchos Talmud Torah. If you have a mitzvah that no one else can do, you could go ahead and convince people to give staka and other person can't do it. Or you have a situation where even if there are other people doing it or able to do it, but there are not enough people, that's our case. You know, he's learning, this is Pshah and our Gemara. Sheino milavin nefik vaido. You don't have enough people for the covet of the maize, kashir, according to the proper shear, she is vayar b'mekaymo. So yafzik talmudo b'yatza mitzvah. The yafzik talmudo. So even you have to stop doing the mitzvah, and you have to stop learning and do the mitzvah. Why? Because there's not enough people to do it. So it's called the mitzvah, she efshir aydeh acherim. You don't, no one, if you don't do it, the mitzvah won't get done properly. The question that gears, but okay, was that word's a little funny word. The mitzvah sheish shein choyva b'divrei seifrim. In other words, a mitzvah which, if you have a, if the rabbanim obligate you to do a mitzvah, kigon tefillah, no one else can daven for you. So if you're not, if you're going to learn and not daven, then the mitzvah will be nisbato. You have to stop learning. You have to stop learning to daven. You have to do all the proper ways of davening. Can't even cut corners. He explained to me, why should it be that your mevatel Torah, which is Talmud Torah, can I get kula to do a mitzvah when it's e'efshar de acherim? The answer is because the purpose of Torah, which is chokhma, is to do tshuva ma'isim tayvim. The main aisa, and if you don't do the mitzvahs, nimsa shalama shalom lasos, is an important line for me. It comes out that you learned not shalom and as lasos. The loach lo shenefcha shal yotza upon of, and it would have been better if you weren't born, but lo yotza avra oidam. And you were never born, you know, as if your mother miscarriage, and you were never born. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav clearly learns that the Hesber in our Gemara, the reason why we're mevatim Talmud Torah l'tzos ameis, is because it's e'efshar adei acherim. No one else, there's not enough people to do the mitzvah. So it goes into that rule. We know there's a rule, it's the Gemara Moed Katan, that when it's e'efshar adei acherim, you're mevatim Talmud Torah. Rav Elchanan says the same thing, the Maramakal number 3, to the point that he asks the question, what's the chiddush of the Gemara even? The kasha, is a chiddush, yesh b'otzos hamei, zachnozos kawa. Yesh mikol mitzvahs, every mitzvah, we're mevatim Talmud Torah to go daven, we're mevatim Talmud Torah to shake lulav. Any mitzvah, the gam gein dina hachi, kemavur b'gmar moi katin, they mevatim Talmud Torah, the mitzvah, if it's someone else can do it, then you're not mevatel Torah. Then they call a mitzvah. So we know if it's e'efshar de'acherim, they're mevatel. So ma'ishno tzos ha'meid akros eskal de'al k'chacha. So what is the chiddush over here? Okay. So Rav Elchanan clearly, just the main thing I really want is his question, but the main thing you see, his answer is that everyone is learning that the reason Pshat in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Rav Elchanan, we'll see Rav Hutner too, is that it's because of e'efshar adei acherim. Rav Elchanan asks the kasha, so it's pasha, so what'd you write it for? So Rav Elchanan says that the chiddush is that you might think that even when you have enough people, you should still be you should still be mevatel, because the more, even when you have enough people, more people is still better. So the chiddush is when he says the second half, that when he says Rav Shmuel bar Eini, no, I'm sorry, before that. There's a second half that we're all not mevatel. When you have kol sarcho, you're not mevatel. That's a chiddush. You would have had a havamina that even when you have kol sarcho, you should be mevatel. Kamash manan, that when kishayeshim kol sarcho, then you don't have to be mevatel. Then you shouldn't be mevatel. So the basic din, according to Rav Elchanan, that you're mevatel Talmud Torah for Hotzah Sameh, Sachlasas Kaw, is Pashut. Because everybody knows that you're mevatel Talmud Torah for a mitzvah, She'iyah Shardei Acherim. The Chiddush Rav Elchanan says is that you would have thought that this is considered E.F. Shardei Acherim even when you have enough people, because still, the more people you add is more covet. Kamash Malan, that it's considered that when you have enough people, you're not mevatel. One of the modern day Svarim says the opposite, that you would have had a havamina that even if you don't have enough people, it's still, even one person is enough. You have a smaller Navaya. That's also enough, as long as he gets buried. So that the Chiddush is that this is considered E.F. Shadei Acherim. Okay, so you could say it either way. In other words, according to Rav Elchanan, the reason for the Gemara is that if you don't have enough people, it's a mitzvah she'ef she'adei acherim, and a mitzvah she'ef she'adei acherim is not mevatel, you're mevatel Talmud Torah. If you have enough people, it becomes a mitzvah she'ef she'adei acherim. The chiddush is either you would have had a havamina that it's always e'ef she'adei acherim, or you would have had a havamina that it's always after the Acherim. Either way, you could say it. Okay. Now we have Taisus. Just reading, going through the Gemara. So Taisus has a kasha. It says here that when Mevatim Tamaturda saw some eggs. So Taisus has a kasha that there's a Gemara, a famous Gemara, that Rabbi Akiva said that why did he start learning or get really motivate him to get extra into learning is because he once was going in the Derech and he found a mace mitzvah, and with tremendous mesiras nefesh he carried it 4 midim, which is apparently a large distance, until a Jewish base at Kfaris, and he buried it. When he came to the Achamim, they told him that he was doing an Aveira. For every step, he was doing an Aveira. Kido Shafakta Dam Naki. So Toivis and his Avina thought, what's the Aveira? He's doing a wonderful thing. He's being Mechabed the Mace. There it is. The Aveira was that apparently Rabbi Akiva was already enrolled in Yeshiva. He was on the way to Yeshiva. He came late. The Rebbe asked him, why are you late? Right? He had a great excuse. I was busy. I found the mace on the road, and I went ahead and I buried the mace mitzvah. So the rabbi said, "Your chai is a terrible thing because you were over on Bito Taira. You should have left." So Taivis Hamina was that the rabbi is saying you should have either on the left or quickly buried the mace. Where, you know, even it wouldn't have been as much covet for the mace, but bury the mace somewhere there in a less covetic of fashion, and come quickly to learn. You went ahead and you wanted to bury the mace in the most covetic way, and taking the mace to a Jewish cemetery. You should have gone, and that quote took you all day. You should have just quickly get rid of the mitzvah, get it done, or not do it at all, not clear, and come learn. So Taifis Kasha is, but our Gemara says that in order to do Haknosas Otsos HaMeis properly, even though you have people who can bury the mace, but it's not proper covet, it's not enough people. So to do Atzos HaMeis properly, we are Mevatel Talmud Torah. So why was the Rabbi Akiva's Rebbeim upset with him that he came late to Yeshiva? Because he spent time in being bearing the mace mitzvah in a more covetic manner. Our Gemara says, "Mevatin tamitardo tzos ameis." That's Tovis's kasha. So Tovis' first answer is that they weren't upset with him because of bito tira. They were upset with him because it's a special din that mace mitzvah, you're obligated to bury him where you find him. Okay. That seems to be debatable, whether you're obligated or allowed. That's what people say. But Tovis wants in Mechadesh that you're obligated to bury him there. So the Tanya Rabbi Akiva was not that he took off time from learning, but that he actually didn't bury the mace mitzvah property. And this was, you know, not for now, but this was the Musa Shmuz, Rabbi Akiva learned that here he's trying Mesiras Nefesh to do a mitzvah, and because he doesn't know halacha, he ends up doing a terrible avera. Okay. Then Tovis has a second shot. That's what we want for this year. The last four lines. Rav Yehuda Mikubril Tiritz. That really the avera of Rabbi Akiva was a bit of Torah. Our Gemara says that Otsos Hameis is Mevato Torah. To host the Mishon, the bit of Atsum Mishimish Tamil Chacham Kamer. Because over there, Rabbi Akiva wasn't just going to learn. Rabbi Akiva, when he learned, it says there that Betchilas Tashmishe, he was being Mishamish. He was actually serving the Talmid HaChamim. The Gadol Shimusha Yodim Yinimuda. We know there's a rule, Rabbi Akiva Eger footnotes this to the Gemara in Brachas, which is a Gemara, that when a Talmid is Mishamish the Rabbi, so it's a higher Madrega, even better than the learning. Parship Shad is because it's a better learning when you see the Rebbe in action. You're observing the Rebbe in his behavior. It's not just, you know, learning with your brain. It's learning with your eyes, with seeing, observation. So it's a better learning. So it's Godo Shimusho Yodem Yinimudo. So simple Shad in Tovis is saying, granted, our Gemara says that Mevatim Talmud Torah for so the kasha was, so why was there a tanya on Rabbi Akiva that he was a mevata Torah? You're supposed to be a mevata Torah for Hotzos Hameis. Teretz says, because Rabbi Akiva was doing something better than Talmud Torah. He was going Talmud Torah plus. He was doing Talmud Torah with Shimush, Talmud Chacham. Since it was a better Talmud Torah, so when did we say Hotzos Hameis is Deiche, that's only Talmud Torah? But a super Talmud Torah, better than Talmud Torah, Gadol Shimusha Yotze Minimuda, Hotzos Hameis is not Deiche. That's Taisa. If you plug in Rav Elchanan and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, what Taisa is basically saying, that we're mevatel Talmud Torah for Hotzos Hameis because a mitzvah she'ef shadei acherim is mevatel Talmud Torah, but we're not mevatel Talmud Torah for Shimush, because Gadol Shimusha Yotzei Minimuda, I mean, we're not mevatel Talmud Torah when it's Gadol Shimusha Yotzei Minimuda, even for a mitzvah she'ef shadei acherim, which would mean that this taisis, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Kol B'Shiurim, the Pachad Yitzchak, is mechadesh, a tremendous chiddush. Halacha, I don't know if we don't know necessarily paskin like it, like this Rav Yehuda, but he would be paskining that by all mitzvahs, she'ef shadei acherim, if when this rule that we have, that a mitzvah she'ef shadei acherim is mevato Talmud Torah, that's only Talmud Torah without Shimush. But if the Talmud Torah is and comes together with Shimush Talmud Chacham, that you're learning while you're being Mishamish your Rebbe, then you would not be Mevato Talmud Torah even for a mitzvah she'ef shadei acherim. That would be how they learn Pshat and Taisus, which is a little radical. The Taisus is being Mechanish here, a new Chiddush in Koat Tarakuda and Halacha. Okay. Comes along Rav Huttner and he asks Akasha. His Akasha is that he says that in Svara, Taisus doesn't make sense. Because he says, why should it make a difference if a mitzvah she'ef shadei acherim is mevatel Torah then why shouldn't it be mevatel Torah when there's shemesh? Aye, shemesh is greater. He says, so what if it's greater? He says, if a mitzvah shiach jadacherem be Torah, because a mitzvah shiach jadacherem is greater than Torah, you have a fight, and I'm, so then you make Torah no greater, so okay, then Torah wins. But he says, but Torah is already greater than mitzvah shiach jadacherem. It's much, much greater. Torah is greater because it's Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is greater than all the mitzvahs together. So Talmud Torah is much greater than a mitzvah shiach jadacherem. Elamai, there's a thing that even though it's greater, there's a certain halacha for a side reason that you can't go ahead, even though you have the greatest mitzvah, you have a mitzvah which is 613 times greater than the mitzvah that you're doing, but we can, nonetheless, we can't learn because you can't allow a mitzvah to be nispato. So now you say, oh, well, I got, it's not 613 times greater, it's 614 times greater. Like, why should that make for a difference? It's that you're that's not relevant because that's not the issue. That's not why the reason Rav Lunya's Kashi is saying it's not logical what Tosfos is saying. If the reason why you're losing is nothing to do with greater, you are greater. But Aval Begain, you lose. So just because you're going to be, I'm even more greater. That's not the issue. That's not why you're losing. You're not solving your problem. The reason why the Talmud Torah loses to Otsos Hameis is because you have to be Lilmud Amanas Lasos. And so by adding another, I'm even more great. Who cares how great? You can be as great. You're already great. We're not denying that you're great. We're not denying that Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah. But we say, but we're stuck. We can't have a Lilmud Shalom Amanas Lasos. So you say, well, but this is even a special Talmud Torah. You know, it's not. Why should that make for a difference? Okay, that's Rav Lunya's kasha. He says it's not mistavra. That's his kasha. Obviously, you say a person if he wants to could say you never know. Straw, but pashtus and svara. Rav Lunya is right. It's not. It's very illogical that you're so much greater. And Aval Begain, because of the problem of you can't go ahead and learn when it's Shalom and Aslasos, because you can't let a mitzvah, you can't allow a mitzvah to be nisbato, so just making it more greater, you didn't do anything. You're already greater. So what if you're more greater? So the simple answer, a number of people say, and Rav Lunya seems to say this, I don't want to say exactly Rav Lunya says it because it does sound like he's saying it, but he has a lot of arichas, so maybe he's saying more too. But the simple answer, and the guys also, I mentioned some people, and Shir, they said it too, but why is Talmud Torah Deicha Mitzvah, why is the Mitzvah Shiyef Shar Deicherim Deicha Talmud Torah? Because you have to have Amanas Lasos. So shimush is also a mitzvah. When you're mishamesh a Talmud Chacham, forget about the learning. When we say gado shimusha yotzei nimuda, it's not just because it's a better learning. Forget about the learning. You're also bevas achas performing a mitzvah of chesed. You're doing a mitzvah, kavod to a Talmud Chacham, chesed to a Talmud Chacham. Nothing. Forget about the learning. So you have. The whole svara you want to say is mimrevato Talmud Torah and Otsos Hameis because we want to get a mitzvah. A mitzvah yefshe de'acherem is daichem. But shemesh, you also have a mitzvah. I assume they're making an okimta that if Rabbi Akiva wouldn't come, no one else would do it. I know that's not such a posh an okimta, but okay. But in other words, assuming you'll make such an okimta, it was Rabbi Akiva's day to mishamesh. And when he didn't show up, the shemesh didn't get done. So it's also a mitzvah shiach de'acherim. So it's a tie. You have mali, on one hand, you have a mitzvah shiach de'acherim of Otsos Hameis. On the other side, you have a mitzvah shiach de'acherim of shemesh tamid achamim. plus Talmud Torah. So obviously, Talmud Torah really is a greater. Edomai, because we don't want to have a bito mitzvah of Yefshir De'acherim. But either way, you're going to have a bito mitzvah of Yefshir De'acherim. So you might as well learn. That seems to be what Rav Huttner says the answer. I think that's very, very daichik, because the pashas, that's not what Gadol Shimusha Yotzer Mi'Limuda means. Gadol Shimusha Yotzer Mi'Limuda does not mean that besides the Talmud Torah, you're also doing another mitzvah. It means it's a better learning. I quoted here the Gemara in Brachas, which it says it. In other words, the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yechon Shem Rav Shem Bar Yochai, Gadol Shimusha Shatara Yotzer Mi'Limuda." Shinemar, they asked, where is there a Navi here? And they said, Po, Elisha ben Shaphat Asher Yotzek Mayin Adei Eliyahu. So Loma, they'll never, they're trying to praise him. They don't say that he learned from Eliyahu and a Yotzek, but that he was Meshamesh. Melamesh, Shigodah Shimusha Yotzek Mimuda. This is the Gemara. So now, according to Rav Huttner's Chayan and Godah Shimusha, he's not really saying that as far as Char, Shimusha is greater. According to Rav Huttner, Gadol Shimusha Yotzer Mi'Limuda, it could be, you could say that according to Rav Huttner, when a guy sits and learns with Svarim, maybe he learns better than when he learns from his Rebbe, you know, theoretically. And maybe the Schar will be better. Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, and Echveiz, maybe this is you're not distracted that you have to serve your Rebbe a cup of coffee. It's a better learning. It's not a better Schar, it's like a broader. It's more encompassing. According to Rav Huttner, Gadol Shimusha Yotzer Mi'Limuda means because simultaneously with the learning, you're also getting in a mitzvah she'efshir de'acherim, and therefore, when it comes to an issue that you will mevatel Talmud Torah for an e'efshir de'acherim, we say, listen, ma'adi e'efshir acherim zu, ma'adi e'efshir acherim zu. But that has nothing to do with the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas is not talking about when it's a mitzvah yefshir de'acherim. The Gemara is talking about what's when they came to praise Elisha. What's the biggest praise you give to Elisha? The biggest praise was that Gadol Shimusha. That means that Shimusha is a bigger mitzvah. It's a better learning, which is how everyone learns. Pashut Pshat. Gadol Shimusha Yotzer Mi'Limuda. It's a better Talmud Torah. It's a better learning. You get a higher, it's like a little, there are different targets. There are all kinds of different targets in learning. So, Gadol Shimusha Yotzer Mi'Limuda, that this is the highest form of learning. There's learning B'I and learning B'Kiyas. It's all learning, but there are different forms of learning. So, what the Pashup Shah and the Gemara and Brachas are saying, they came to praise Elisha. So they're saying, this is Elisha, this amazing person. Not only did he learn from Edio, he was Mishamish Edio. But according to Rav Huttner, that's not what Gadol Shimusha. Gadol Shimusha doesn't mean anything great. It just means that if you happen to have a case of mitzvah, she'efshir de'acherim, well, we have a technical trick that this is also she'efshir de'acherim, but not necessarily that it's anything, that if you had a vacuum, a Talmud Torah without Shimusha versus a Talmud Torah with Shimusha, no one ever said, according to Rav Huttner, that a Talmud Torah with Shimusha is greater. So I don't, what Rav Huttner is very basically doing is since if Taivis would have used a different Lashon, if Taivis would have said, Talmud Shin, a bit to Atzal Mishimish Talmud Chacham, and he would have stopped there, then Rav Huttner's answer would have been very fine. That because besides over there, besides the learning, there was a mitzvah yefshir de'acherim. But Taivis doesn't say that. Taivis says, Gadol Shimusha Yotzer Mi'Limuda. And that phrase means it's a better learning. So, fakert, if anything, it's a raya against. Why did Taivis have to add that phrase? But that phrase, is so it doesn't make sense, the chayra in Rav Huttner's answer. Okay, so we're back with Rav Huttner's kasha. That's the structure goal of this year. The structure goal of this year is to answer Rav Huttner's kasha of what's Taivis' answer? How does God, the fact that you're making Talmud Torah greater, make a difference? Who cares that it's greater? Okay. The basic answer I want to say is just quickly say out the structure is I want to prove from, we'll see if we have time, the different proofs, that the people, the Rishonim, that did not learn Pshat in this Gemara and Ksuvos like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Rav Elchanan and the Pachad Yitzchak, that the reason why you're Mevatu here is because the mitzvah she'ef shor adei acherim. Apparently they held that this is called the mitzvah she'ef shor adei acherim, because for it, soif kol soif, there are enough people here to do a basic bare bones levaya, and it's not in the realm of e'ef shor adei acherim. There's a different reason why we're Mevatu. Once you said it's a different reason, then Rav Hunder's whole kasha was that Talmud Torah is greater, and it's only because of Yesh Echem, and then adding Godel Shemusha is not solving that problem. But once we explained that Fakir, that really the reason why Mevatel Tzos Meis has something to do with greatness, so then his kasha would not be Shver. Okay, we'll try and go through it. I wanted to bring two rayas that the reason for our Gemara is not because of E.F. Shardacher. First Raya is relatively simple. There's a rush. I can skip 90% of the rush. The rush brings that there's a machloikis rishaydim. Yesh meforsh, and it's number 6, hodikam revatim talmud Torah, kolomar rishoim nevatim. Says, skipping to the last line, umiyo lishon d'ashas, kamar d'nitone, d'nitinosa, d'nitinosa, b'ra al d'archiv, koivim. So you have a machlekes rishonim. When it says in our Gemara that it's mevatim, Talmud Torah, is it a rishus or a chiv? So, chayra, the shita that says it's a rishus, if you learn like Rav Elchanan, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, doesn't make sense. We know the Gemara Mori Katan. The Mori Katan says, if it's Efshar Adei Acherim, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah, you're obligated to learn. If it's E Efshar Adei Acherim, you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah. So where would this new thing come in that it's a Rishus? Right? He also, the Birkas Avram also asked this question. That it doesn't make sense. Where does a Rishus? How can something be a rishus? If it's Efshar Adei Acherim, then you're not allowed to do it. You have to learn. If it's E Efshar Adei Acherim, then you're mechuyev to do it. Why in the world should it be a rishus? So I say, therefore it must be that it's Efshar Adei Acherim, but there's some other reason which is causing why you're allowed to be mevatel. Okay, that would be raya number 1. Raya number 2 is from the Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos, says as follows. Amar Reish Lakish, Pamim Shepitula Shotara Zel Yisaida. Sometimes, the way Rashi learns it, sometimes when you're Mevato Torah, it's as if you learned. Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu doesn't usually mean the same, but it's ki'ilu. It's almost the same. Let's read Rashi. So Rashi says in Menachos, Rashi's quoting our Gemara. If you're Mevato Torah for Atzos Hameis Haknosas Kawa, which our Gemara says is the right thing, so Zeh Yisoida, Kloimar, Mikabos Kar Gil Yoshe Misasa, you get Schar as if you learned. In other words, since It's a result of our good. It's not the cause, it's a result. Since the Gemara in Ksuvos says that it's the right thing to do, to mevatel Torah for the sake of Hotzos Hameis and Haknosas Kawa, we don't know why it's the right thing. That's what we're trying to figure out. But since it's the right thing to do, so when you do the right thing, you mevatel Torah for the right reason, so you get schar as if you learned. And we see by Moshe, Moshe did the right thing. He was mevato Torah by breaking the luchas, was the right thing to do. So he gets a yashikayach. So here also, if you're mevato Torah for the right thing, you get a yashikayach. If you get a yashikayach, that means you get the schar as if you learned. Obviously, if you get a yashikayach, you're not going to get less schar than if you wouldn't have gotten the yashikayach. So what Rashi is saying is that with the way he's earned the Gemara, that if you're supposed to be Mevato, and you're Mevato, since you're doing what you're supposed to do, so you get schar as if you learned. So I thought it was a Kasha and Rashi. Why does Rashi pick, of all cases, Hotzos HaMez HaKnos HaKawa? According to Rav Ochanan, there's a million cases. Every case of EF Shur Dechem, Hotzos HaMez HaKnos HaKawa, is just an example of a mitzvah she'ef Shur Dechem. Rav Ochanan says, Father, Gufeng Suvitz, why did the Gemara say it? It's push it. And he said, because they wanted to tell you a chiddush that when there are more people, you don't have, that's not called the Yeshua De'acherim. But there's no chiddush in, but the word in Menachos, as far as Menachos is concerned, that's totally irrelevant. All Menachos is saying is that when you're Mevato Torah, when you're supposed to be Mevato, you get schar ki the lama. So it should say, when you're Mevato Torah for a mitzvah, she Yeshua De'acherim, which is what Otsos HaMeis HaKnosos Kawa is. So you get scars as if you learned. Why in the world would Rashi pick, you know, there could be millions of examples, hundreds of examples of mitzvah Yefshar De'acherim. He could have said davening, putting the shaluta, going to shul, right? Any mitzvah Yefshar De'acherim. So I think Pshat is like this, it's running late, that fakir, that Rashi felt you couldn't pick a mitzvah she'ef Shur De'acherim. That's the svara. If you do what's right, that's what we see from Moshe. If you do what's right, you get schar as if you learned. Because the whole reason you get schar as if you learned is because you shouldn't lose out for doing what's right. I could have learned. If I would have learned, I would have gotten schar. Talmud Torah connected kudam. So because I did what's right, I should lose. But that doesn't apply by a mitzvah she'ef Shur De'acherim. Because the Shulchan Aruch Rav said that if you have a mitzvah she'ef Shur De'acherim, and if you decide to go learn, you don't get schar for Talmud Torah, because you're Adar Rabba. The man lomad shelo lasos v'noach lo shenefesh shel yosel panav. If you learn when you're supposed to have, when you have a mitzvah she'ef Shur De'acherim, it's a begam in the learning. You're lomad shelo menas lasos. So you can't say, so now I go ahead and I do the mitzvah she'ef Shur De'acherim. Now, intrinsically, a mitzvah she'ef Shur De'acherim is not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is connected kulam. But you want to say, but listen, I shouldn't lose out. I could have learned. So because I did what's right, I should lose. Well, excuse me, if you would have learned, you wouldn't have gotten Talmud Torah connected kulam. You would have gotten less schar. So you were in a situation where you only had one choice. If you would have do the mitzvah, In a case where you can't learn, you do a mitzvah, you get schar for the mitzvah. Here you say, well, I should get, in this case, more schar because I could have learned and I didn't learn. But you couldn't have learned. If you would have learned, you wouldn't have gotten schar for learning. So why should you, so that you didn't have that choice. But Rashi's learning, I think, is Efshar De'acherim. So it's Efshar De'acherim, then I could have learned. And if I would have learned and not done Otsos HaMeis HaKnosos Kawa, it wouldn't be a mitzvah she'ef, I wouldn't have been of Shalom Menas Lasos. And I would have gotten schar for Talmud Torah. Because it's not there's no bito of Menas Lasos, because this is a mitzvah she'ef Shur De'acherim. Except it's some din, which we have to see why, that your Mevato Talmud Torah Otsos HaMeis, one day it says it's a Rishus, and one day it says it's even the right thing to do. But that doesn't, if I decide to choose learning, there's no pgam in the learning. It's not a learning Shalom Menas Lasos. Therefore, if I choose the Otsos HaMeis HaKnosos Kawa, I have a right to say, listen, I gave up learning because you told me this is better, so I should go ahead, should I get the schar of learning? Okay. Anyway, I was maybe said that a little bit too quickly, but let's get back. So we want to say, I'm trying to say that the Hezber and the Gemara in Ksuvis is not like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Pachad Yitzchak and Rav Ochanan, that it's because it's a mitzvah she'ef Shur De'acherim, but for a different reason. So what is that other reason? So there's a ma'isa here, which is in the Sefer Ma'isa Ish and Nechaz on Ish. I heard this ma'isa from Rav Pleshinsky with a little bit more details, but we don't have time, Baruch Hashem, because it's not such a simple ma'isa to explain. But whatever it was, there was a tekufa that it was very difficult to get into the Chazon Ish. That's why it's complicated to explain, so we'll leave it out. For some reason, you couldn't get into the Chazon Ish. And there was a certain individual who lived in Yerushalayim who had the ability to get in. But other people couldn't get in. It wasn't so easy to get in. So people would ask him, people had shaydus for the Chazon Ish, important shaydus. So they would ask him to travel from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak to ask his shaydus to the Chazon Ish. So this person asked the Chazon Ish, you know, it's for him, it was a big shaydus. This is before, probably before the, you know, it's in the 19, I don't know when exactly, but then I'm sure they have such good bus services or whatever. Then before Eged had a bus, you know, express from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. And it's a big schlep, and it's a big bit of Torah. So granted, it's a chesed. These people have an important shayda. They have to hear what the Chazon Ish is telling them, an eitzah, tachbuda. But it's a tremendous bit of Torah for me. Every other day, someone asked me to go to the Chazon Ish, up to Bnei Brak, to ask a shayda. So the Chazon Ish answered him. If you look in the last three lines of the question, Liknas Torah, this goes to Torah, Soros Chus HaSecho. You need a certain siyat and shmaya. But those Chus HaSecho, Efshin is Matar. Chus HaSecho, Efshin is Idea Sias Chesed. You need a certain way, you need a certain type of brain, a certain Kaddishtik of brain. You need a certain, and that's given through doing Chesed. Chesed, so what Chazon Ish was telling him, that you don't lose, in other words, and you don't lose out in your learning by doing Chesed. Because it's a special din in chesed, that a chesed helps the person who's learning. It's a mystical thing. Chesed makes you a more spiritual person, a more kaddishtik person, and therefore you end up learning better. Obviously, Kol Dover probably has a shear, but on a certain level, you're doing it to the right amount. To the chesed does not go ahead, and it doesn't. You don't learn less, you end up learning more, even though you're taking off time from learning to do the chesed, traveling from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, but you end up a greater Talmud Chacham because you get the Kedusha of chesed, which expands your brain, and therefore it lets you learn more. So according to that, that could be shot in this Gemara. In other words, if there's a special din in chesed, of Hotzos HaMeis, Haknosos Kawa, are one of the main types of chesed. The Rambam says there are five main chesed. So the Chiddush, the Gemara wants to pick Fakir. The Gemara didn't say Stam Chesed, because if it's Mimashach, if it's Efshar De'acherim, then it's not a Chesed. If it says Vamedra Murang Sheni Mokol Tzarcho, someone else is going to do it. So you know, we don't need you. Adamai, it's Efshar De'acherim. So then, if, of course, it's Pashut, like Rav Elchanan Tainid. If it's Efshar De'acherim, it's Pashut. The Gemara is saying a Chiddush. But they're short, they can basically do a bare bones levaya, a bare bones chasana without you. But you're adding a certain dimension. Ligabi, the din of Efshar De'acherim, this is defined as Efshar De'acherim. Therefore, there would be no reason to be mevatel. Comes along a chiddush and says, but there's a new reason to be mevatel. Not else the reason of but the reason to be mevatel is because there's a mitzvah chesed. Chesed takes rule supreme. Chesed is, even though Talmud Torah is a greater mitzvah than chesed, as hilchus mitzvah, Talmud Torah cannot get kudam. But this is what Rav Chazon told this person, that you should do the opportunity of chesed. Why Chazon Ish didn't tell him about mitzvah she'efshar de'acherim? So that's what, you know, that's also, Rav Pleshinsky had a pshat in that. But leave that, that's the kasha and the ma'isa. But the ma'isa, the Chazon Ish was telling him that even though, that forget about that without the svara of she'efshar de'acherim, now that out that svara, there's a din that as chesed it's kedai to battle. So now we have a very nice machlekes rishonim. There's a svara. It's not. It's a mitzvah she'efshar de'acherim. except the chesed. It's not called, normally I don't mevato from my learning to do a mitzvah because fakir, Talmud Torah is greater, but here you're going to end up getting indirectly bituda zel kiyuma. So bituda zel kiyuma in this case, so you're going to get more Torah, so therefore there's no reason not to do the mitzvah. So okay, so you mean mevato. So but you end up with more Torah. So therefore, obviously, again, within the right amount this year. So therefore, it takes kedima in hilchis bittel. Now they have a machlekes rishonim. The one day in the rush says it's a rishos. Since it's a mitzvah, she efshar adei acherim, so it's a rishos. If you want this minor of beginning, you know, you could. If you don't want it, you don't. Maybe it's equal. They're both. There's a tzadikan and tzadikan. The others must say, it says, no, that it's even better. Since it's better, you'll become a bigger Talmud Chacham, so it's a chiyuv. Okay, so that will be the machlekes rishayim. And maybe once we say this noob shot in the Gemara, so then Rav Hunya's kasha, it doesn't begin, because the it comes out that the reason, okay, where everything's on the track of Torah, this is a mitzvah efshar adei acherim. The reason why we're mevatim Torah to do atzos and meisach nasas kawa because there's more Torah with atzos and meisach atzos with the I got it mixed up. I'm sorry. With atzos and meisach nasas kawa because of the chazon ish svara, because this is going to be open up your brain and your mind and give you the kedusha to succeed in learning. So this is so the shaila is it's Talmud Torah versus Talmud Torah. So the shaila is which Talmud Torah is greater? This direct Talmud Torah I get from learning, and the other, which is Talmud Torah keneged kudam. And on the other hand, there's indirect Talmud Torah I get from doing this chesed. So which is doiches? So the Gemara comes out that mevat in Talmud Torah also asmei taknosus kahal because of the chazon ishu svara. Because in the long run, you're going to end up to get more Torah that way. Says Taisvah, says Rav Yehuda Mikubril. That's if it's a Torah, plain ordinary Torah. But if you have Torah on a higher madrega, Gadol Shimusha Yosem Yinimuda, which is even a higher level of Torah, so then that trumps the Torah that you'll gain from doing Chesed. So therefore, and I would assume, just for the record, I would assume that there was other people in Mishamish. You know, it wasn't that they weren't left without no one else. I don't like that of Kimta. It was in there, but it was stam. Otherwise, if stam would be also yeshua de'acherim. But as stam, he's saying as Torah. In other words, it wasn't there. There was no shayla mitzvah yeshua de'acherim. But he's saying it's saying pshuto that there are three levels in Torah. In other words, everything's in the realm of Torah. The svara mitzvah. This is a mitzvah yeshua de'acherim. The shayla is you should do whatever has the most Torah. So. The lowest level, not those, but you know, it's plain learning is considered the lower level of Torah. Doing the chesed considered a higher level of Torah because it's going to bring about through bitudo zul kiyuma a higher level of Torah. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. And then Shemesh Talmud Chacham, Rav Yehuda Mikubril says it's even a higher level of Torah. So that takes precedence. So okay, so that would then answer. So then there's no Rav Hunder's kasha doesn't begin, as Rav Hunder was assuming that the pshah and the sugi is a mevatel in Talmud Torah because I'm better because I'm mitzvah shi'efshar the acherim. So if I'm better because I'm mitzvah the acherim, adding great more Torah doesn't do anything because that's not where I'm losing. But according to if you plug in the Chazon Ish that you're losing gufa in the Torah. So then it's very mistarva that you had more Torah, then you could go ahead and win. Okay.